Borderlands Mexico. Authorities moved to cancel permits for 350 Mexican steel importers. Borderlands Mexico is a weekly rundown of developments in the world of United States-Mexico cross-border trucking and trade. This week in Borderlands Mexico, authorities moved to cancel permits for 350 Mexican steel importers. Serviacero USA buys rail-served site at Gulf Inland Logistics Park. And Phoenix area men sentenced in $4.5 million Amazon logistics fraud scheme. Authorities moved to cancel permits for 350 Mexican steel importers. Mexican authorities have suspended import activities and begun canceling permits for 350 companies involved in steel imports. The move arrives after the government identified alleged irregularities in importer operations as part of a nationwide crackdown on smuggling and misuse of government trade programs. Mexico's Ministry of Economy said the companies were among 750 firms flagged for suspicious activities related to the manufacture and sale of steel products following inspections coordinated with multiple federal agencies. And NBSP, the investigation is part of a government enforcement effort known as Operation Cleanup, which involves the Ministry of Economy, Mexico's Tax Administration Service, SAT, the National Customs Agency of Mexico, ANAM, and the Digital Transformation and Telecommunications Agency. The probe was launched after industry group Canacero, Mexico's National Chamber of the Iron and Steel Industry, identified companies suspected of irregular trading practices, and NBSP. Authorities said procedures have begun to cancel the company's participation in Mexico's Manufacturing, Maquiladora, and Export Services Industry Program, IMEX, a key government program that allows manufacturers to temporarily import raw materials and components duty-free for export-oriented production. Steel is a critical input for industries driving North America's nearshoring boom, including automotive, appliances, construction materials, and heavy equipment manufacturing across the country. Mexico's crackdown on allegedly irregular steel imports could tighten oversight of raw material flows used by export manufacturers operating under the IMEX program, potentially creating short-term disruptions for factories that rely on imported steel. While 350 companies have already had their import activities suspended, another 400 firms remain under investigation and are being required to provide additional documentation before regulators decide whether to open formal administrative cases, and NBSP. Among the companies cited by authorities was Bremsa Regiomontana, whose activities were suspended after investigators alleged it worked with another company, Elegant Fashion, to triangulate steel imports totaling 76,761 tons during 2025. Officials did not specify the exact nature of the alleged irregularities, but said the enforcement actions are aimed at protecting supply chains and preventing smuggling or abuse of economic development programs. Serviacero USA buys rail-served site at Gulf Inland Logistics Park. Serviacero USA has purchased a rail-served site at Gulf Inland Logistics Park in Dayton, Texas, where the Mexico-based steel solutions provider plans to establish its first U.S. manufacturing operation, according to a news release. The industrial site is located within the Gulf Inland Logistics Park, a large-scale development managed by Liberty Development Partners that offers direct access to both Union Pacific and BNSF rail networks, along with proximity to the Greater Houston area and Port Houston, and NBSP, Serviacero, which has operated in Mexico for more than 60 years, said the new facility will strengthen its ability to supply customers in the U.S. through local production and expanded manufacturing capabilities, and NBSP. Gulf Inland Logistics Park is rapidly expanding as a logistics and industrial hub. Phase 1 of the development, covering about 200 acres, was completed in late 2025, and additional phases are underway with both rail-served and non-rail-served sites available for tenants, and NBSP. The park's rail infrastructure currently includes 1,000 railcar storage spaces across two operational yards, with three additional rail yards expected to open this year, expanding total capacity to more than 2,000 railcar spots, and NBSP. Phoenix area men sentenced in $4.5 million Amazon logistics fraud scheme. Three Phoenix area men have been sentenced to federal prison for their roles in a $4.5 million fraud scheme targeting Amazon's logistics network, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Arizona. Mugath Faisal, 29, and his brother Bashir Faisal, 28, both of Glendale, Arizona, were each sentenced to 18 months in prison. Abdullah Alwin, 28, of Surprise, Arizona, received a 6-month prison sentence. All three defendants previously pleaded guilty to wire fraud and were ordered to pay $1.5 million each in restitution to Amazon and NBSP, according to prosecutors. Alwin previously worked in Amazon's logistics division and used knowledge of the company's internal transportation management system after leaving the company in 2021, and NBSP. Authorities said he manipulated delivery rate data for shipments handled by third-party carriers, inflating transportation payments within Amazon's system, and NBSP. Bashir and Mugath Faisal operated Blue Line Transport, an Arizona-based trucking company approved as an Amazon third-party carrier. Prosecutors said the company knowingly accepted the fraudulently inflated transportation payments, helping defraud Amazon of approximately $4.50 million, and NBSP.